talk about the Oberlin Early Childhood Center, Oberlin Kids, and the things that are happening with the youngsters in Oberlin is Jennifer Harris. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So you are the executive director for the Oberlin Early Childhood Center.
Yes.
One of the parts of people that are a collaborative for Oberlin Kids.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yes.
And is that like a preschool or is that an early, what goes on at the Early Childhood Center?
The Oberlin Early Childhood Center has been in existence in Oberlin since 1973, serving about 100 children a year. But 3 years ago, we formed a collaborative with the support of United Way's funding and came together with 15 partners, the schools, the city, community organizations, the health district, healthcare providers, the library, to really tackle the issue of kindergarten readiness in Oberlin.
How has that changed what you do, if any?
So as the director of the Oberlin Early Childhood Center, we have restructured to allow me to support the collaborative and set up the structure. We do have two staff, a coordinator, Jen Keithley, and somebody that focuses on promotion and outreach, getting the families in. So it's changed my role slightly, but for the positive.
And what kind of impact have you seen over the past 3 years?
Yeah. Well, Oberlin Kids is focused really on three areas. Early intervention, getting children free developmental screenings, ensuring that they are developmentally ready to enter kindergarten. If they do have or we recognize that they need any specialized services, we connect the family to those services and ensure the children get them. Health is another area that we look at. We want to make sure that pregnant moms are receiving prenatal care, that they then breastfeed their infants for hopefully at least 6 months, and that the child then receives their ongoing health care checkups, they're up to date on immunizations, they receive vision and hearing screenings. And then last, what I'm here to talk about more today is ensuring access to high quality early learning centers and really expanding the number of programs in Oberlin that are high quality.
So, and to that, I guess the Oberlin Kids received grant dollars, right?
Correct.
How did that come about?
Correct. So one of our action steps is ensuring access. If you don't have children, your children, at least in preschool, a full year of preschool could cost anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 a year. We realized about 30% of the children entering kindergarten in Oberlin had not had one full year of preschool. And research is pretty clear that if a child gets one full year of high quality preschool, that they are better prepared to learn and will succeed, will be more likely to succeed in school throughout than those children who do not. So it was Oberlin Kids' goal to really look at the affordability of care and to get those children that are not, whose parents are not able to afford a preschool program, giving them some dollars to support that was really important.
So it's one thing to have the facilities and the people ready to give that early learning. It's the other one to get the parents to be able to bring their children to that to afford something like that.
Right.
Where did these grant dollars come from? How did you find out that this was available?
So the Ohio Children's Foundation mission is really to ensure accessibility to high-quality preschool programs, and they supported us with these grant dollars. Our priority is to give these dollars to children who are not currently in a preschool program but are entering kindergarten in 2018. We're looking at families that really are not eligible for any other child care subsidies to apply for these scholarship dollars. So finding these kids is going to be, I think, the challenge in getting them into the high-quality programs throughout Oberlin.
And it's kind of that's why you are here now, I guess.
Yes.
How does somebody then apply for these dollars?
Yes. So applications will be available at Eastwood Elementary School. Their preschool program has a half-day program, Kendall Early Learning Program, and Oberlin Early Childhood Center. We're currently working to bring other centers on board to receive scholarship dollars, too. So the parent would simply apply, turn the application in, and it goes to Oberlin Kids for approval, and then the dollars are granted to the program.
It has been a long time since my daughter was in a preschool program.
Yeah.
What goes on in preschool now in 2017?
So preschool is very different than it was even when I went to preschool. I won't date myself, but years ago. Some people say it's the new kindergarten, but we really try, the high quality efforts really try to stay true to play-based curriculums. Children learn by having fun. They learn by doing. You know, they will learn their letters, their numbers. They'll learn vocabulary, but it's through play. It's through exploration. They engage in a lot of experiments, different types of play, block building, painting. They learn to problem solve, be respectful, share, compromise. In fact, when you talk to kindergarten teachers, they'll tell you that students who are ready to learn are those that come into school with good social and behavior management skills. So when you have 20 kids in a preschool classroom, they definitely have to learn how to socialize and manage throughout the day.
So this allows them to sort of hit the ground running in kindergarten, so to speak.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes.
Like that too.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's kind of starting earlier. And of course, you talked about before about sometimes we hear talk about the kids, but it's really kind of educating the parents as part of this too.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a key to what you need to, because they are the ones who are going to bring the children. They're the ones that are going to, you know, help be supplementing some of that education that they're learning in the preschool, too.
Right, exactly. You know, taking children to programs like library reading stories and Mommy and Me, playgroups or gym class or music is all fantastic. But typically the parents stay with their children at that time. So I think sometimes that's a barrier for parents, is understanding really what happens and the importance of preschool and giving them the opportunity to begin to make that transition away from their child. You know, we know, again, children that attend preschool prior to kindergarten have better pre-reading skills, richer vocabularies, stronger basic math skills than those that do not. So educating the parents and helping them to see. We offer tours and opportunities for parents to come and observe our preschool programming at any time they wish.
Does your program run year-round, or does it match up with a school calendar year?
Yes. At Oberlin Early Childhood Center, our program does run year-round, but Eastwood's program runs the school year. Kendall's program runs year-round. So parents do have options. That was important to us to make sure they have options. We're looking at the home care providers in Oberlin and working to help bring up their level of quality to be able to offer parents the scholarship. So choice is important.
Is it unique in Oberlin in a sense because you have a college town that's very cultural, there's a lot of history, there's a lot of art, that type of thing? Do you try to work that into the preschools, or at least expose some of the kids to those type of things too?
Yes, absolutely. The culture in Oberlin is so rich. At Oberlin Early Childhood Center, our approach is actually to mimic the culture of the community. So bringing in the arts, bringing in dance, bringing in different types of art, clay work, glass work, metal work, music is really all part of that rich experience that the children have.
And I know Kendall's involved too, so you have some sort of mature adults that can kind of add some.
Yes. They add a different component, that intergenerational programming where children have an opportunity to be with the residents of Kendall and work with them in different ways. So parents do definitely have options.
And again, this is Oberlin Kids is the collaborative that obviously is working well because of the results. That also probably played into being able to access that grant money too.
Yeah, right? I think funders appreciate the collaborative nature, and that, you know, Oberlin Early Childhood Center just didn't go for those dollars. That you know, we did it together as a collaborative to really improve the outcome of kindergarten readiness in the community.
And of course, then you get probably the positive feedback from the schools when they see these children arriving ready to learn, makes their job sort of easier, or at least gives them the ability to help them learn, not have to deal with other issues that might come through.
Right. I mean, the early years is such a critical time of brain development. If you don't grab that opportunity and work to develop it as best as you can, then it's really difficult to learn some skills later on. So the teachers definitely appreciate the work of having a child come in and be ready or already receiving services instead of having to wait a year to receive services.